It's Tuesday, the 4th of November. And as you can hear, it's raining. It wasn't raining 5 minutes ago. Now, Mr. Blackbird that's down there, are you the new guy? Or are you just one of the many new guys hanging about? I don't know. Anyway, yes, it's raining. The positive side is it's not windy, so it's straight down rain, and it's actually very mild. Two positives, one negative. We're winning already. So if I had to don my waterproof and my big brimmed hat to try and keep the rain off the mic. Let's see what happens here. Here comes a hen. And she just chased him away. For sure she definitely chased him away. A wee push and he moved a wee bit, but then she really flew him. And he's gone. So, he's not resident male. And she's not my old female because there's no grey heads unless... Nah, I can't believe that. I can't believe that the old grey feathers grew out and new ones grew in. Not at that age. Be nice to dream, though. Right. I was going to go and shelter in below the big tree, but the rain's actually easing off now, so I prefer to stay out. Grey morning everywhere, not a hint, not a sign of clear sky anywhere. That's okay, I can live with that. Considering the temperatures have to crash down tonight to -3, -4 or down here in the central belt. -7 or -8 on the glens. Ooh, right. So I'm feeling pretty good this morning. Yes, I'm tired, but then I'm always tired, but I'm feeling good. It's getting dark again since we've changed the clocks. It's getting dark again at 7 a.m. Which doesn't help getting out of bed. But apart from that, there's another blackbird, cock blackbird, and he's walloping the food down, the porridge. He's trying to scoff as quickly as he possibly can before he gets found out. It's not the same one because the last one was jet black and this one's just a dusky black. So difficult. But I'm feeling good. I've been watching the birds yesterday since I filled the feeders the other day there. I was sitting yesterday morning in Mick Holloway's breeding space hanging out, looking out the window, and Adrian at Double Stream was to my right on the screen, but I was looking out the window and, as I normally do, and so many birds at the feeders. Unbelievable. Masses of tits of all sizes, lovely tits, cold tits, great tits. This morning, the goldfinches are down for the Niger seed. It's always a great attractor for them. It's like a magnet. I wonder if we got the woodpecker this year, remember? Do you remember me talking about the woodpecker, the great or spotted woodpecker that came into the garden last winter? And haven't seen all year again, so I'm hoping. Oh, if I remember correctly, it was the hanging suit feeders they came in for. Yeah, that's what it was, so I'll have to get some of those. Get those hung up. Because, it's just, you're giving something, but you're getting so much more back. I mean, I spent quite a few pounds the other day there on various forms of bird food. And you sometimes think to yourself, wait a minute here, this is going to be a bit expensive. Because the food gets a bit pricier each year. And then you fill your feeders, and then you sit back and you go, what was that morning about? Look at that. It's just so much given back for a few quid, really. And if I get the woodpecker back with buying 3 or 4 suet feeders, wow, that's going to be fantastic. I have no shed yet, because I haven't painted the behind the old shed was, and I can't put a new one up though, so I have no hidey hole in the garden. I need to get one. So first opportunity I get, I'm going to paint that bit of fence at least, which won't take me very long, and then I can demand my new shed from the boss inside. When I'll get that big fence done is another story, the way the weather's going. I had one good day last week, last Wednesday, it was a beautiful day and I was away. And everything else in between has been dire, dreich, dismal. What are these? Used to love standing below the shed. Not below the shed itself, below the overhang, in case someone's painting a metal picture here. Used to love standing below that when the rain was straight down rain and just listen to the sounds and the noises and soak it up, soak it in. Breathe it in. I have a wee mouse that I only see in late autumn. It's a wee stone mouse that I bought some craft fair way back years ago. It sits on the window ledge, the rear kitchen window ledge, just by the back door, and every year he disappears behind the beautiful big ivy. It's not an ivy actually, it's, my goodness, tricuspidata. I've said this before, I have to refresh my memory on this, but behind those big three-lobed leaves, it disappears every year and only reappears this time of year when all the leaves have fallen off. And he sits there with his wee bum and his hind legs looking up. Up to the sky.